The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Life's a Gamble. Your host, Melvin Prince Jonick, and the calling number is 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Life's a Gamble. So let me start right here, right now. When you call in, I'm going to ask you, are you gambling? Are you rolling or are you passing? And I'm only asking that question because I think that in life, I want to know if you're taking the chance or you're trusting somebody else to take a chance for you. So now that we're here on this Monday, let me say this right here. I've had a couple people ask me questions because they know I'm a Republican about Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris. And let me be clear. Do not ask me a question expecting me to say something negative about an African-American woman. I'm not going to do that. It makes no sense at all. You know, when you hear how her dad left her and her mom raised her and stuff like that, I think it's just insidious for you to try to put African-Americans against African-Americans. Now, my one vote for the Republican is not going to have Vice President Harris win or lose. You know, I vote the party. You know, Arlen Specter used to say, vote the person, not the party. So, you know, you vote for him even if you didn't agree with the party, you know. And so nobody's done anything favorable for me. You know, there's not one commercial I've been in that I haven't signed a contract for and negotiated getting financial gain for. So don't tell me that how I should think and who I should vote for. I had a gentleman Saturday was a little upset. But because of who I am, he couldn't say what he would normally say to somebody of lesser stature than I am. And so he did seem a bit confused trying to explain history, you know. And so one thing I know about history is that that person, you know, is not one of the best attorneys inside of the city of Philadelphia, you know. And a lot of my black friends wouldn't use him if they got in trouble, you know. So, and when you start talking about history, if you don't live in these systemic places that are systematically, the poverty is systematic. It's not like they are taking mud and building their houses with straw. You're being given a house, you're being subsidized in that house, and your mobility that it takes to get out of that situation is very difficult. Not many people come out of that situation, because when you have the responsibility to take care of children, you do what is required. And so a lot of people for a long time has always looked down on public housing. But in this city over the past 10 years, it's been the safest place to live. It's been the safest place to be. It's been the place where the development of it you see throughout the city. They've gotten the money from HUD or from somewhere. They've rebuilt and revitalized these communities to the extent that now you have people living in there that can at least get a quality of life. And so when we fight each other about stuff concerning us, we should stand up. So it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. You know, this young lady is running for office, and it is her desire to run for office. Then let her run. And they're going to come to a debate. So I'm going to have a debate party on September the 10th. And a lot of my folks from the African-American Republican Club, which I am the chair of, are going to be at that event. and they got to listen intently, you know. So far, Donald Trump is undefeated with these debates. When he ran in 2020, he had 16 opponents. All of them dropped out. Half of them he gave nicknames to. And this year, this term, he had an opponent, Joe Biden, who showed up not on his A game at the debate. Then he wound up dropping out. So I see this as a formidable opponent. You know, now they take off the gloves and they have this debate. But at the end of the day, you know, young man got shot 25 times riding a scooter. A week ago, young man riding a bike got shot 40 times. So you make a big thing about this election, this presidential election, and all of your city council people got paid to go down there to the convention, you know, or they work a job that pays them. All of your union bosses, you know, make enough money to go to the convention. It's just like a write-off trip for them, you know. And yet you're still in poverty in the city of Philadelphia, and you are still enduring people getting shot on a regular basis, while all your politicians who went from taking off the summer to going to a convention and still hadn't fixed the problem. Make it make sense to me. None of you guys challenged what the superintendent of schools have said. He didn't say that we're going to have a great school year because we've done some things over the summer that's going to make our school year stand out. And he didn't tell you what those things were. You know what he said? He said, well, we have a good attendance of teachers. We have a good attendance of students. Teachers come to work because you cut them a check. So whether they come happy or not, that's debatable. But to tell me something that you got a good attendance of students, you got a good attendance of teachers, well, the students need somewhere to go. So you can always have students. The question is, do they stay all year? And at what point in time do they drop out that you let us know that they're dropping out? So it's just crazy, you know. They say people talk at you, they don't talk to you when they don't have any respect for you. And this is a problem that I see in the city right here. Folks don't really have respect for you. They said, vote like your life depended on it. And you went out there and voted, and they changed the candidate. He didn't have any say in the deal. They felt after the debate that he wasn't sharp enough. He wasn't keen enough, you know. And so, Ms. Harris, if I was to interview Ms. Harris, I would just ask her a few questions. You know, one of them would be, everybody already has an opportunity to join a union. That's you say in your commercials that you will now have under my administration opportunity to join the unions. Everybody's always had an opportunity to join the unions. But how come we aren't head of any unions? We don't head up the unions. We're in key positions. But the labor union nationally is ran by non-African Americans. And every other union is ran by non-African Americans. Why don't you tell us, like A. Philip Randolph, why don't you give us a union that we could run, that we can have our name and put that in history, that African Americans run this union specifically? You know, another thing I would ask her is, she says she is for reproductive rights. I'm for reproductive rights. But I don't think that you can pass an abortion bill to allow people to get abortions if you are for reproductive rights. I could be wrong. I'm just listening. And if it doesn't make sense to me, then I would ask her those questions. I should be allowed to ask her those questions. I shouldn't have someone jump up and try to answer those questions for me, especially if they're not the candidate running. So we want to jump interference. We want to have interference. And I think the bully pulpit for that, I think Trump does it better than most, but at least he is challenged by the person that's in front of him. And he's not running up to support other people. He's intervened when asked a question. But there's no way you can have both of them. You know, you can't be for having babies and getting rid of them at the same time. That just doesn't work, you know. And so, once again, welcome. We're glad to have you here. This is Life's a Gamble, your host Melvin Prince Jonathan. And I just wanted to, last week I was trying to give you a list of contractors inside of the city of Philadelphia. And it's pathetically awful that you see these signs and you haven't investigated none of these developers or reached out to them or asked them if your nephew or your niece could get a job with them. You're just sitting there listening to people. Billions of dollars going on in this city right here. And you're sitting there and you just walking past or driving past or listening to people say, well, they're not going to hire me. Or, well, you know, they're not going to let me work. You know, one of the things about Schuylkill Falls, the housing development, when they came to the table and say, we're going to put $56 million inside this development right here, half of it was infrastructure. So that means they're going to dig the ground up, level it out, get it ready for the utilities and the piping and stuff like that. Well, they needed security. You know, they needed some laborers. And guess what? We, inside of that development, decided to go to the table for jobs and opportunities. And we were able to work. We worked. They didn't have a problem hiring us. The union had a problem at first because the union said, well, if we don't work, don't nobody work. And that kind of changed a little bit when they found out it was one way in this place and one way out this place. And then we came to the table. We didn't always agree with the union, you know, and that made us better men, you know. And so we can agree to disagree and we stand 10 toes down. Like, no, we live here. This money is based off of our backs. We the commodity that this money was based off of. So why would we let you come in here and work without us working? We working first. And so somehow we worked it out. And over a period of time, we grew to like each other. But guess what? They knew that I had my folks back, and I knew they had their folks back. So at the end of the day, you know, we give a little, we get a little, we give a little. That's how it works. So look, as I would tell one of my former people when I used to call in at a radio station, I say, well, do you have your pen and your paper ready? You know, so I'm going to run down some developers and probably some people who you didn't know were developers inside of this city right here. And then if you call up and want to talk and get some more information about what I've done with these developers or how I associate myself with these developers, then I'll be more than happy to share that with you. One thing I like to do on this show for this hour, and it goes pretty fast, is that we talk about some kind of economic way out of this poverty. We don't just speak about this poverty. I've identified poverty in about 15 books that I've written. But you got to tell me how you want to get out of it, and I'll tell you who to go to, and I'll tell you who to talk to, and I'll tell you who's the best person to get you out of and who's going to keep you inside of poverty. And then before we leave today, I want to read off the associations to properties inside of this city right here that you might not have known. And it's pathetically awful that you would just let a nonprofit have a building in your neighborhood and not know all of the LLPs or LLCs or places that is tied into that property. Same way with a for-profit company. It's pathetically awful that you won't even extend yourself to really learn about who is the movers and shakers or who that building is owned by. If you see a building sitting there for 30 years and we haven't eminent domained it or we haven't taken it for tax purpose, then probably because there's a group or a foundation that is bigger than you and your community. You know how that looks, right? You know, when somebody put a $100,000 car on your block and your house only worth $40,000, that car is bigger than your house, bigger than your community. So when somebody leave a corner house vacant and it's been an eyesore and it pulls the property down on a whole street, you know, it probably has a couple partners that's tied into it that got city friends. So number one, Domus Construction Company. And I'm sure you've seen the sign. It's D-O-M-U-S. You know, if you haven't, then I'm sure you can go down Bartram Village and see that sign. I think they did something big in Center City. But Bartram Village is the next job for them. It's about a $75 million job. $25 million is in the research. And the $50 million, which is really not enough. You know, in order for you to make Bartram Village fit in with Bartram Gardens, you're going to need at least another $100 million on top of that. So I don't think it's going to. So what I think is going to happen, this is my opinion. I don't have any crystal ball, and I'm telling you, the Housing Authority has done very well with what little money that it has. But I am pushing the envelope to say that you're going to probably relocate the people based on the notion that it's going to happen, and then there's going to be a shortfall, and then they've already moved the people off the sites. And so once people move off the sites, the dynamics changes. You know, when we were on our site, they say we're going to do everything in three phases. That way some of you could stay, some of you could relocate to the other side. And then some genius came up and said, we're going to do everything in one phase. Everybody got to move. Everybody got to leave. And see, none of your other hosts on other stations will tell you this right here. They're not going to talk to you. In reference to poverty people, systemic poverty, being able to just move people 30 years, 40 years, and you relocating from Ridge Avenue and Midville to down North Philly on Diamond Street. Well, that's a culture shock for some people. You know, new neighborhood, new territory, you know, new folks, you know, new shooters. So that's important. So Domus has done PHA work, low-income housing work, and they seem to, and for the years I've known them, they've always been at the table. So I don't know what crystal ball they have. I've done some work for them and had to go to PCDC because, you know, they pay close to 60 days, 90 days. And so PCDC was able to give me a loan to float the payroll, and the developers worked with me. So, you know, if you got a company or if you, I hate to say minority, but if you got a company and you do good work, regardless of who you are, so if you black, you just happen to be African-American and you do good work, then I can't tell you not to join, not to be the minority, because they get minority points for you. And that's you know, I can't even explain that right now. So the next one on the list is Shoemaker. And if you call me up, then I'll give you the names of the contact people and stuff like that. I'm just not going to give them out on the phone because, you know, I'm tired of folks being lazy. They want you to do everything for them. They get the information. And the next thing you know, you turn around. Then they don't do nothing with it. All right, so I gave you two, Shoemaker and Domus. So like I got a call on the line. So caller, welcome to Life is a Gamble. Yes, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prince, how you doing?
Oh, my God. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, the new sound of Philadelphia, no suspects, no arrests. You know, that's they're going to be. I think Meek Mill's are one of them coming out with. I don't know which one, but it's going to be a number one hit. Number one hit. No suspects and no arrests.
You know, that's
people getting shot up and killed, and that's every time, you know. They got all these unsolved homicides, no suspects and no arrests, you know.
I was talking to a guy last week, and he had said, I had acknowledged to him that the budget was $885 million. And he was, and the only reason why I acknowledged the budget was because he was telling me that the homicide rates were reduced. And he was saying something about crime in a way that it was reduced. And I was like, so no, the budget don't reflect that. The budget reflected you need more money. The budget reflected we don't have enough people. The budget reflects. So who are you communicating with? This is when I hate people who say, I got the receipts. You got what they gave you. They can easily change paper. They can easily go in a computer and change the statics and the receipts and stuff.
You
know,
it's funny.
Receipts.
That's what I always say is that the data is no more than what you put in. It prints out. It's not like it just make up and just come up with something. You have to put stuff in for it to come out. Now, they're talking about, when they talk about the data, they're talking about from 03. Really, they're talking about 02 because 02, then it's 03. When it's 04, it's 03.
It's like a new car, George. When you get a car, right. He's like, okay, so in June of the next year, you got a new car. You know what I mean? Because it comes out before the car actually, you know, like I got a new car in June. I'm going to get the new car. By the time it's the next year, it's an old car.
Absolutely.
You know? So then these guys, this is my thing about it. These guys have gotten themselves a base of people, right? You know, that believe in either Peterson or I want to say Mr. Cord, you know, and yet this belief right here, they not in your neighborhood. They don't encounter the same problem you had. Most of them try to Google it real quick to find out where it is, where 52nd and King Sesson is, or where Larchwood Street is, or where.
But even with that, you know, let's take it away from their pay grade. Let's talk about who's in charge. The police commissioner is in charge. Now, when Outlaw was here, I mean, they had a right to dog her out. I mean, she was unqualified. The most people she ever managed was 700. They put her to 7,000. They paid her $325,000 a year for on-the-job training. But Kenny wanted a most unqualified person he could find to do the job, to prove a point to some people that, you know, this is what you're asking for, this is what I'm going to give you. And he did it. You asked for African-American woman and you got it, okay? You didn't mention qualifications. You didn't say anything. You just didn't care what it was as long as she was African-American. So that's what he gave.
So hold on, George.
So you cannot blame him for that.
No. Nobody blaming him for that. But isn't it seem to be the pattern? Most guys say, well, okay, the next female call, I'm going to put her in the front. Although you have people waiting on the phone for like 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 minutes.
Well, you know, it's that it's not fair, but the people have a tendency. When you're a host, it's your duty. I mean, it's not your duty. It's you who make the choice. If you want to say that women second, third, first, whatever, that's your call. But when you don't get no calls at all and your advertisers stop advertising, it's all about advertising. Advertisers only interested in how many calls went through, who's listening.
But when you subsidize, when you're heavily subsidized, it don't really matter when you're heavily subsidized.
Well, you know, like we say, Brother Prince, you know, they could be subsidized, not subsidized. They can have money, not have money. At the end of the day, it's about what people want to hear. You know, how their finances are set up or what they set up. Who cares? End of the day, it's about what's going on. You want to know what's going on down the street. You want to know what's going on across town. You don't want to know what's going on in Israel, Buzzagai, or anywhere else. I mean, pretty much if I hear it once or twice a day, it's okay. But for you to sit here and tell me about how Israel should be or how Gaza should be, I mean, that's none of my business. I don't live there. And people always talking about, you know, they're going to leave. I don't see nobody trying to leave this country, but I see everybody trying to get in it. Hey, you know, I see people putting America down, but I don't see them leaving. This is the only country you can leave. You can go and come when you get ready. And I don't see nobody lined up at the airport trying to get to anywhere they talk about.
Well, look, do you got your pen and paper together, because I'm running down these companies. I'm sure these people have seen these companies in Philadelphia, you know, and I think it's important that they take another step further. They don't just see construction companies, but they inquire, because every neighborhood.
Let me say this about these companies, Prince, what people don't know, the community. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a developer in your community, the leaders are supposed to say it's a thing called a community's benefits package. That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they come in there, they're supposed to leave something to the community to embed the community. Now, when they put something in my community, now I got everybody's roof silver coated one time. Next time I got everybody's curbs and sidewalks done, no problem. Then the next time I got everybody, which Daryl Clark stole, the alley program. I got the alley cleaned, trees taken down, and new fencing. That's all because they wanted to build some houses. And they want to do a project. So this is the cost of doing the project. You want to do this here? You want people to come to zoning? This is what people can do legally.
No, George, okay, that's George, the George, law. George, hold on one moment, because I want to take a commercial break, and I want you to come back. I want you to hold on. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come right back.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away,
know when to run. George. George,
yes,
hold on one more,
yes.
Hold on. So to your point, if you go to the Northeast.
It's 8:60 a.m. WWDB.
There you go. You're doing a commercial for me, George. But look, listen. If you go to the far Northeast, right, the agreement with the far Northeast, which is the community agreement, the Dunkin' Donuts allow their seniors, after they buy their first cup, to get refills and to sit there and drink as long as they would like to. So they usually there in the morning time to around noon time, sitting there. They don't do that in North Philly. They don't do that in West Philly. And you wouldn't know that that's agreement if you didn't know certain things about the Northeast. Yeah.
But that was an agreement with that community organization.
Correct.
It's not all over the city. Each franchise is different. When they put the franchise there, they had to have a zoning meeting. Mm-hmm. People did not come to the meeting, so therefore they got away with not having to give up anything. Okay,
right. Now, when your community leaders, whoever those leaders are, are supposed to advocate for the best services. The same way that I got a problem with, if I go to Board Master to the Citizen Bank, you got metal detectors. But if I go up the street to Randora, there's no metal detectors. You know, and so
you got to look at it like this: it's two different parts of the city, and two different. It's like Andorra. You can't compare Andorra to Philadelphia.
Oh,
I mean, why would they put anything up in Andorra, like glass windows? You go in a bank in Andorra, they don't have no plexiglass or nothing up there.
No metal detectors, nothing.
Right, but why would they? That's just like what Sydney Bass said, that she think all the stores, the beer joints and the other places, they shouldn't have plexiglass up there. But then when the first time when the agents got shot, you didn't hear no more about that, did you? But then the agents, one agent lost his life, but the five or six people who came in there, they all lost their life. But it all could have been prevented had the
they've become death traps.
Been up there.
If you're going to take care of culture of people, then you're going to protect them. You need to protect everybody in the neighborhood, because some of these places have become death traps. People have gotten caught in there and couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't jump behind the counter for shelter or anything. So, George, I'm going to give you the next 30 seconds. I want to finish reading this list so people could write down these list of developers inside of their community. Last 30 seconds, yours, George.
Well, the thing is, Francis, that everybody's responsible for their neighborhood, and people don't know that you can get, when people come in your neighborhood, they're just not coming there. You get something for it.
Yes.
And you got to be able to meet and tell them what you want.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what we do in my community. I mean, it's like we had almost ran out of things to ask for. Now we tell them, listen, we're going to have three big shingdings. So you sponsor that there. We have a big wall that we have a big projector. When the debates come on, we have it there. And about maybe 100 or 200 people be out there with food, drinks, and then they just sit out there and look until the debate is over. All during the Democratic debate and the Republican debate, we had it out there, and we had those developers pay for it. You know, it's part of the benefits package.
September the 10th, you're more than welcome to the debate party at one of the two locations that we have. We got a location in Chester. We got a location right at 5th and Alney. So if you choose to come hang with a bunch of Republicans and watch this debate, so far
well, I'm
down
tell
the Trump
your Uncle
is undefeated.
Biggie, I'm going to make sure your Uncle Biggie is there. You know, I'm going to make sure that he comes to your Republican debate.
Come on.
You know, he'll come in with Trump. you know, and
well,
he'll
Chump ain't gonna be there.
His,
Chump ain't gonna be there, but you know.
Oh well, it don't matter. He gonna come in there with his butcher clothes on. You know, he is a butcher.
Tell him to come that way. Tell him to come that way, Halloween. Look, I'm gonna let you go because I want to finish reading this list, man. Thank you for calling in, man.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, George, are you still there?
Yo.
Are we passing or are we rolling?
No, we gonna roll the dice on this.
Here we go.
We know we're gonna hit a number on this here. We ain't gonna crap out. We know we're gonna hit a number on this here.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling.
Gotcha.
Okay. So Shoemaker was where I was Shoemaker was the construction company that I stopped at. And I like Shoemaker. I've not done any work with Shoemaker like I've done with Domus, but I'm still working the list. I got my office working the list so we can do some work with them. Right now there's a partner that I do work with that has joint ventured with Shoemaker on a couple jobs. The next one is Penrose Group. Now, Penrose is a property management company and they would be the ones that would hire the GCs to do major work. Now, I've done work with Penrose because they manage tax credits. And so my company have done some, we've done a few things. We've cut grass for them. We removed snow for them. We did the condensations on the HVAC for them. We replaced bathrooms for them, kitchens for them. So we've done some work for them and with them. And so that's a good guy. They're community friendly. They reach out to the communities. Most people go to them with CDCs, which is like stupid because you're begging for money, but you're missing out on the opportunity to do services and make more money. You know, can you donate $100 to our group? We want to order some beverages and stuff like that, opposed to can you give us $1,000 contract to clean the windows or something like that. And so hopefully what you get from me in this hour, because it's not predicated on selling you on who I am. It's not predicated on trying to get anything out of you, but for you to understand that you could reach people and do things. You know, a lot of us had grown up just wanting a job and wanting to work for somebody, you know. And so I worked with my uncle on the weekends. My brother and I, we went down there every Saturday morning and Sunday, and we were laborers because my uncle was a cement finisher. So I never seen the joy in actually working for somebody. When I got old enough, I said I was going to take over his company, and so now I have a company of my own, a few companies. So Artera Property Group, don't know much about them. I have not done any business or any work with them, so I'm going to reach out to them and find out who to connect with them. I know I got to connect with all these folks in front of me right now, but I'm not giving them to you unless you say they're in my neighborhood. I'm interested in performing some work for them. Then I'll be more than happy to share that connect for you. Frankel Enterprise. Now, Frankel Enterprise looks like the connect is one of the owners. They share the same last name as the title of the company. And I've not done any work with Frankel Enterprise. I've not seen them around. They are around. I've not done any work for them. The next one is AKRF Inc. AKRF Inc. I've not done work with them. So this master list that I have are the people that I've either done work with or people who've done work in the city of Philadelphia. And usually AKRF is probably, or Frankel was probably joint venture with someone, but they do stand autonomous for probably small jobs. So Michael Group. The Michael organization, I've done work with them. We've done some work in West Philly. We had to stucco the outside of a building, one of their senior buildings. And Michael is the, I want to say the largest low-income tax credit housing, I think close to $7 billion. ran by someone who is a Philadelphian African-American, who's probably the third person on a totem pole. And that's how I've done work for them. And that's a really good company to do work for if you're trying to plant your feet and make a name for yourself. So, and once again, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I've given you 7 names. Hopefully you had time to write them down. If not, then call me and I'll give them I'll spell the name for you if you can't spell it. And I'll share a number, contact number, if they're in your neighborhood doing some work. Once again, the number here is 888-329-3306. The next company is New Cortland Elder Service. And I know you've seen New Cortland because New Cortland just put a big building on, I think, I want to say Allegheny Avenue, and they're all in, they're up Germantown, I want to say Sedgwick, right there. We had the opportunity to clean out a whole basement for New Cortland and put new shelves in there. And at the time, that was such a huge contract, and we needed that contract. And it was a great experience. And I'm telling you, whenever you can get a chance to work for New Cortland, because New Cortland is a strictly elder services. So you can see the older people who like to wave and smile at you when you're coming back and forth. It's just like they were like in awe of young men working. And oh, my God, if you could. If someone didn't have any grandparents or someone's grandparents has passed away, then New Cortland is full of elders who have so much life and energy in them. And I'm talking about we would go from the truck to the building, from the building to the truck, and there'd be a new older person waving, a new older person that was like, that was just happy to see us. So moving right along, T. N. Ward. T. N. Ward Company has that that high rise down 10th Street at Fairhill. They've taken down Fairhill. They have a south high rise and they have a north high rise. And the south high rise belongs to T. N. Ward. And so we are in conversations with someone over there in reference to doing the asbestos abatement and remediation of that building right there. Now, I know we're talking the opportunity for business and we're talking opportunities for owning your own company, but one of the most difficult companies is asbestos abatement. And so since we own our company and since we've done the removal of the asbestos on the low rise, we got an opportunity to do it, and we did it, and it was very successful. We're now in negotiations for the opportunity to remove the asbestos out of this high rise. And if that is to come to fruition, then we would be paying people like 66, I think it's 66.09 an hour or something like that. So, and that's a certified payroll. And you get, I think it's 36 something an hour, and then you get another 30 for friends benefits for the union and stuff like that. And so that's, you know, that week, that check per week is nice. It is really nice. And so if that is to come, then we will definitely grant people from the community as best we can, or we will tell them to find themselves an asbestos abatement program, which is about a week long. And then come down here. And the union has been really great with us in reference to putting folks inside of their union based on the contract that we acquire from these guys. So that's T. N. Ward. I have not worked with them. I know they got a piece of, they got a building that I have some interest in. So I'm going to see if I can reach out and negotiate. And then I'll tell you guys on Monday if we got a job for you or not. Help USA. I'm not familiar with them at all. So they are, and everyone I'm not familiar with, I'm putting a check next to their name, stuff like that, because I'll reach out to them and get familiar with them. And once again, you guys in Philadelphia, this is the kind of conversation you should be having. All that, what Pookie did, all that this about the killings and stuff like that. Billions of dollars are moving through your neighborhood and you're not even talking about it. Everybody has some concerns about their own opinion about how they feel about stuff. And it's pathetically awful. Doesn't make you any smarter. Doesn't make you any better not to know this information right here. Okay, I'm going to do one more, then I'm going to go to the phone lines. AP Construction. Now, 20 years ago, these guys worked with me on a project. They came to public housing, and immediately they was like, so how can we work with you? And I was amazed because, you know, everybody else was like, you know, go to the housing authority and say, yo, we need security. Can you get these guys off the site? Stuff like that. And the housing authority found they couldn't move us, so that wasn't happening. But AP Construction came, and we've done some work for them, and they dumped off some snow. I mean, some salt for us to remove snow. And we was like, so how much we owe you for the salt? It's like, well, no, we okay. Don't worry about it. I was like, thank you, you know. And so we began to put salt down for a contract that we had. Miss Mary, how are you today?
Yes, good afternoon, Prince. You know, I'm calling in reference to the Citizen Police Oversight Commission that we formed here in the city of Philadelphia since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And we have provided millions of dollars to this oversight commission, and they cannot get started. Based on no oversight with the police. They have no legal authority to even obtain information from the police. So why are we paying them millions of dollars to have them to sit there and do absolutely nothing?
You want the short answer? You want the short answer or the long answer?
Well, I want
So, we pay the police. Police budget is $885 million, right? So,
yes.
With that kind of money that we are issuing out to a department, then we're not going to have, they're not, the city's not going to have anybody set up corrective behavior for police officers or hold them accountable to the extent where it affects that heavy budget that they receive. So, unless you, Miss Mary and Miss Amy and Jonathan and stuff all agree that we're not going to say anything derogatory or negative against the force, then they're not going to put somebody in place who, like a Michael Cord or somebody else, who might find fault in what might happen or what has happened. And so that's just, they're just not going to disrupt their money. You know, and so I don't see anything but that, but yet you have your politicians, majority of your city council people are African-American. Your mayor's African-American. All y'all got together and said that we're going to have Josh Shapiro as the governor. And so when people take money from you, then understand it's a collective effort. It's not an individual effort. So they taking $1 million for people to sit on the bench. It's no different than the mayor giving jobs to all the people who supported her on her election. Do you know what they do? No, some of them people go to work and play solitary. I'd hope not, but probably so, but we don't know. And so my thing is in the community, all these developers that I'm reading off now, and I'm sure out of the 8 I've read off, you've seen some of them somewhere around, if not Domus, T.N. Ward, signs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen Domus. Right. I've seen that construction company.
And the issue is that we aren't familiar with these people that are inside these neighborhoods that are just, you know, that are just making a bunch of money that would probably not mind having us as partners or at least giving us an opportunity. But as far as what you're saying, the fight seems to be the same fight. They take our money, the ones who pay taxes, and they do what they want, and they report to us. Remember they said about the young kid that they paid all that money to that was doing the COVID thing. They were like, well, we can't take the $26 million back. We can just get a contract to somebody else. And they gave it to the Black Consortium for only $2 million. It was giving them $26 million. You gave the contract, found out there was some fault, didn't take the money back, gave it to an African-American consortium group for about $2 million. far less than what they were getting.
Well, that young man countersued the city and stating that he suffered medical problems as a result of them questioning him and pulling the contract from the city. Mm-hmm. So we're in a countersuit regarding that young man that received that that award, that contract. And see, and this is the problem. We having people that issuing contracts to people. They're not doing the job. And you know, when you violate your contract, they are supposed to go straight to federal court.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
You're
absolutely right. They're supposed to stop all. You're supposed to immediately, like your whole company could be affected immediately.
Exactly.
Immediately. That's what I was telling the guy. I was like, are you kidding me? If you do bad right here, somebody get hurt on this job site right here, you got a $44 million contract on the line. That's just the same company. Well, as long as they're in litigation with you on the right side, you can't start work on the left side if this is the same company. You can start with a new company, but you can't start with the same company if you're in litigation for somebody suing you for negligence.
And you know, we should not be electing people that do not know the laws concerning the citizens in this city, state, and the country. You know, I have to disagree with George. Mm-hmm. Anytime you taking my tax dollars, I'm going to voice my opinion to anybody.
Absolutely. That's what I like about George.
From me.
George got an opinion. Know? Maurice got an opinion, but that doesn't make it law. Michael Kor got an opinion. The other guy, Peterson, got an opinion, but that doesn't make it law. That makes it your opinion. You know what I mean?
No. It's more than just stopping at your opinion. People have a right. Anytime you have a complaint where people have not fulfilled the position that they are assigned to, you can file charges against them with the state attorney general. And people are not aware of that. You know, I worked at office for a long period of time doing investigations. And the only people that we got complaint from, and I'm going to be honest with you, was white people.
Damn.
In this state.
Well, look, this is where I'm giving you information.
In the city.
So whoever needs, so Ms. Mary, I thank you for calling. You know, you always got a place here. You always got a home here on Monday at Life's a Gamble. So are we rolling today or are we passing them?
No, I'm always rolling. Always.
Okay, Ms. Mary,
all right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Ms. Cynthia, how are you today? Yes, good afternoon, Ms. Cynthia.
Yeah, hello?
How are you?
I've been better. I'm hoping that you can help me. I am a senior that lives in West Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I received a violation in the mail.
Okay.
For $150 for having cones in front of my door, saving a parking space.
Yeah.
So someone could move, you know, some things out of my house.
You can't do that. You can't do that. But let me tell you what you could do. You could put a vehicle there. Do you not have a vehicle?
I do, but it was not available. But my thing is, since I've gotten this violation,
mm-hmm.
I have gone around the city and taken pictures of cones all over the place, around the corner. There must be 10 houses.
Well, not just cones. Because you got chairs. Because they do it during snow time when it's snow. You're not supposed to put chairs or any furniture or anything. You're not supposed to preserve a parking space inside on the city streets. And because we've had people literally get shot over a space. So what we would do is, are you a senior?
I am.
Okay, so what we would do is a few things. Not we. I don't work for the city. You know, I'm my association is with the Republican Party. So we would either sponsor taking care of that for you, like we do some people who got parking tickets and stuff like that, or we would make a phone call to your city council person. So you either in Curtis Jones District or...
And I went there and they did absolutely nothing. Absolutely.
I seen
zero.
Him at the convention. I seen him at that convention.
Prince. Now, Prince, listen, I have some other concerns. So is it possible for your producer to give me a number that I can contact you later?
Yeah, it's not a problem. And I tell you what, we are having a fundraiser in September. And so if that ticket is still fresh and brand new, when we raise money, then just make sure we get the ticket. Just make sure we don't, like, how old is this ticket?
It's about a month old at this point.
Yeah, because one of the things...
Oh, no, it's not a ticket. This is from L&I.
One of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to get the tickets reduced because a $36 ticket for parking could wind up with a $100 fine on it.
But this is $150 for having cones in front of my door, and this is only for a short period of time. These people have cones in front of their door all day long, every day, well, when they go out to work.
Let us help you satisfy that ticket. And then that way you got a better fight for other people, and then hopefully you will fight for them, because sometimes once we help somebody, then they
I definitely will. That's my promise.
Okay,
that's so another reason why I want to get in touch with you.
No, you could so you could so take this number down so you don't have to wait for my producer to give it to you. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
267.
Okay.
825.
Yes.
3240. Yeah, that's my throwaway. So just call me 267-825-3240.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. I'm gonna take a 1 minute break and I'll be right back with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Between business life, social life, and her best bud, Loki, Beverly has a lot to focus on, especially while fighting Stargardt, a blinding retinal disease that starts during childhood and gets worse over time. But despite her vision loss, she's hopeful because she knows she's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Beverly, winning the fight means focusing on what's closest to her. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Okay, all right.
Know when to walk.
So look, there is a few more construction companies that I would like to read to you guys, but I'm going to hold off. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But I want to get to this part right here because I had about 4 minutes left. So Universal in South Philadelphia, and anybody listening to my voice in South Philadelphia, sold off, had like a mass sell-off of properties in the last couple of weeks. And you might be familiar with Universal Court 1, Universal Court 2. And so you need to find out what's going to happen to your community since these places have been sold off. One of the issues I've always had with Universal Courts is that this was the only development that I have viewed during my time where they built the developments and put bars on a window. This is the only, and these African Americans that have built these developments, you know, being in a game, Kenny Gamble, the only ones to put bars on the windows. All the time that the non-African Americans have built properties and stuff like that, the intent was to have good communities, good neighborhoods, and stuff like that. And they built them with bars on there. So it just, a whole lot of things went wrong with Universal companies. So I'm going to run these down. Hopefully you got a pencil and paper still available. So Universal Courts 1, Universal Courts 2. You have Universal Courts Associates. You have Universal Courts 2 Associates. You got Penrose GP LLC, Penrose Management Company, Penrose Properties LLC, Penrose Development LLC, Penrose PHL LLC, Penrose LLC, Penrose Holding LLC, and you have something called ATIMA, and it's all others as their interests may appear. So now let's go to Universal Point real quick. Got Universal Point LP, you got Penrose GP LLP, Penrose Management Company, Penrose Properties LLC, Penrose Development LLC, Penrose PHL LLC, Penrose LLC, Penrose Holding LLC, and all others as their interests may appear. So I just wanted to run that past you guys. I wanted you to take a look at that, because every time you try to say that black people are the face of something and the control and the people that are tied into them, you might be the name, but you definitely not the controlling party. You know, obviously we can see that now. And so on Mondays, we're going to have these conversations. And on Mondays, we're going to hope that we can get you more active and proactive in the economics of the city, not the problems of the city. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to Life's a Gamble with your host, Melvin Prince Jonathan.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.